Good afternoon, and thank you for attending this session today. Today I'm going to be sharing some breast cancer mortality data and the concordance between self-reported mammography and medical records in two Chicago communities. As a presenter, I have no financial relationships to disclose. I have here a brief outline of my presentation. First, I'm going to go over some data on breast cancer mortality rates in Chicago. I'm going to go over the implications of public health professionals relying on self-reported data, the methods we use for our studies, the results, and the implications of our findings. What we're looking at here is a graph of the black and white breast cancer mortality rates in Chicago from 1981 to 2007. As you can see, in 1980, the breast cancer death rates for white and black women were roughly about the same. If we look a little bit closer, white women were dying of breast cancer a little bit higher rates than black women. The blue line represents black women, the red line represents white women. These data is shown in 3-year average intervals. And we see that as we go and look across the graph, we see that the rates for white women went down dramatically, but the rates for black women have not improved since 1980. In the early to mid-1990s, the racial disparities really became apparent, and this is likely stemming from two major events in the United States. One being in 1993, the Mammography Quality Standards Act was passed, and mammography became more readily available to women. The second major event in the United States was that treatment for breast cancer became more readily available for women. Now, unfortunately, white women were taking advantage of these medical advances and black women were not. At the end of the graph, we see that the death rate from breast cancer for black women is 62% higher than for white women. In this second graph, we see that this inequality of 62% in Chicago is much higher than for the United States as a whole and for New York City. Now, in response to this data, the Sinai Urban Health Institute designed and implemented a community navigation program titled Helping Her Live. The Helping Her Live program is funded by the Avon Foundation, and it's an innovative community approach to improve breast health outcomes. The Helping Her Live program is connecting outreach and navigation, navigating women to optimal breast health services. Our program focuses on the screening, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer in minority women, thus minimizing the disparities. And the Helping Her Live program has been implemented about 2.5 years ago. So the American Cancer Society recommends annual mammography screenings for all women who are 40 years of age or older. The 2000 National Health Interview Survey has found that 70% of women who are 40 years of age or older have received their mammograms in the past 2 years. Now, I'm sure everyone in this room knows that the Healthy People's 2010 goal is to eliminate disparities in breast cancer mortalities and have every woman be routinely screened at equal rates. So the Healthy People 2010 goal is to have 70% biannual screening mammograms. Now, asking people to report on their own health is the most efficient way for public health professionals to obtain information on healthcare utilization. Virtually all health surveys are showing that black and white women are obtaining mammograms at about the same rate. The literature suggests that self-reported mammography rates are problematic, both on the phone and in person. They may be problematic because poor women tend to over-report mammography. The extent of such overreporting is unknown and may contribute to our lack of understanding of the widening disparities in breast cancer. National surveys are used to evaluate large-scale health promotional activities. Nationally, Burfis's survey is used to monitor trends in reporting mammography use. In 2008, Burfis's found that 70% of white women and 76% of black women in the United States reported receiving a mammogram in the past 2 years. Now, figures like these and many others like them suggest that a substantial majority of women are getting a mammography routinely and have been doing so for several years. Now, these figures continue to be used to show that mammography access and utilization is not an explanation for women needlessly dying of breast cancer, especially minority women who are showing no difference from their white counterparts. Now, despite high screening proportions, mortality rates for black women have not improved over time in the United States. So if women are really getting screened, and we are basing this knowledge off of major health surveys, why are so many women living in the west side of Chicago dying? The inaccuracy of self-reported screening mammography is not fully understood in the two communities we looked at, and we are thus examining the level of agreement between self-reported mammography, history, and what is found in the medical records. The Helping Her Live program conducted a comprehensive breast health survey for 3 months, and from this survey, we were able to obtain community-level mammography prevalence rates. We did a venue-based sampling from two of the poorest communities in Chicago. They are the North Londo community and Humble Park, and our selection criteria were for women who are 40 years of age or older. We hired and trained 13 hourly interviewers. Six of them were Spanish-speaking, and they were effective in gathering over 2,000 surveys in 4 months. As mentioned, we did a venue-based sampling approach to recruit respondents where they would most likely be in attendance and where we would get them hopes of getting women from all walks of life. Here's a list of the venues where we did our surveys. As you can see, we did them in churches, beauty salons, laundromats, etc. We were able to have 3,199 women screened for eligibility. Of that amount, 2,200 women were eligible and agreed to participate. On the survey, we asked the women the specific question regarding their self-reported mammography: when was the last time you had your mammogram? Of the 2,200 women who were eligible and agreed to participate, they all received a $20 gift card to a local retail or grocery store upon survey completion. A remarkably high amount of women provided a valid HIPAA, giving us permission to access their medical records and review their breast health history. Here's some information on our participants' socioeconomic status. As I mentioned, the two communities were North Lawndale and Humble Park. North Lawndale is a predominantly Black community. The median income for that community is about $18,000. Humble Park has Black, Mexican, and Puerto Rican families there, but they're very segregated communities, and the median income there is about $28,000. I put here the figure for the median household income in the United States, so we can see that both communities are relatively poor. Now, we visited the hospitals that the women listed on their HIPAA, and most of them were located in Chicago. What we did is that if we had more than 10 HIPAAs for a specific hospital, we went ahead and visited that hospital. Each site received a packet. In that packet was a HIPAA authorization for each patient, the IRB approval letter, and a site-specific spreadsheet of the names, the date of birth, and the addresses of those patients who signed a HIPAA. Each of the hospitals returned to me either one of three things. One of the things that they returned was either the mammography records from 2003 to the present, along with surgical notes, the pathology reports, and the MRI reports if a woman had a diagnostic mammogram, or they gave me a copy of the mammography referral, a medical record number for those who did not have a mammogram at that time, and that told us researchers that the woman did have a valid referral, however, she did not go ahead and get the mammogram. Or they gave me a note stating that the participant was not found, and so that person was really not a patient of that site. Each of the records was abstracted by a team of SUHI abstractors. We used the same 9 abstractors throughout the project, and our abstraction procedures and quality measures were consistent and taken very seriously. Once the data was collected, we had a senior abstractor double check the data, and once it was approved, we had it enter into our database. Once the data was entered, each record was checked by an independent reviewer, and the reviewer checked for entry errors and tracked these errors. Now, we've calculated all of these measures listed here. However, due to the short time frame of the presentation, I'm only going to discuss the concordance measures. The proportion of women who reported having a mammogram in the last 2 years on the survey was 73%. Now, the proportion of women who actually had a documented mammogram in their medical record in the last 2 years was 45%. There were 576 true positives, women who both self-reported having a mammogram and actually had a documented mammogram in their medical record, and 324 true negatives, women who both self-reported and documented not having a mam in the last 2 years. And this equated to a 66% concordance amongst the full abstraction sample. Here I have a bar graph of the mammography status by race and ethnicity. So the extent to which women were over and under reporting varied by racial and ethnic group. And for the first time, our study documented these differences for specific ethnic groups such as Puerto Rican and Mexican women. If we look at the left side of the graph, we see that self-reported estimates are comparable to city and national averages, and looks like we're close to meeting our healthy people targets. But the medical record data suggests that 50% of Mexican and 50% of Puerto Rican women and only 40% of Black women are actually getting screened. There are misperceptions of actual mammography utilization. The screening rates overall vary by racial and ethnic groups. And all of our chart validation measures are very far away from the healthy people goals. So ultimately, this results in that women of color and low-income women are not getting the mammograms that they need. So why are Black women living in Chicago dying from breast cancer more than white women? Either poor access to medical care, lack of coverage due to a fragmented healthcare system, they're uninsured, they're scared, they're fearful that the doctor would tell them that they have breast cancer, extreme poverty, and racism. A racial disparity in breast cancer screening usage is hidden, and it's hidden by the fact that health surveys such as BRFSS relies heavily on self-reported mammography use. We need new efforts that are necessary to encourage routine screenings for low-income minority women. We should start by increasing reimbursements for Medicaid and Medicare and improve the delivery of screening programs to the uninsured. And I hope that the data that I've shared here with you today will shed some light on the reality that we're much farther away from the Healthy People's 2010 goals of 70% biannual screening rates. And our situation in Chicago is very dismal, and we must find a way to eliminate the disparities in breast cancer mortality. Thank you.